I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women. This week in women's history, on December 14, 1961, the President's Commission on the Status of Women is established to examine discrimination against women and ways to eliminate it. This week, the winners of the Nobel Peace Prize used their award speeches to demand global action on mass rape. Nadia Murad is a Yazidi woman who was forced into sexual slavery by the Islamic State. Dr. Denis Mukwege is a gynecological surgeon who has treated thousands of victims of rape in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The New York Times reports Murad says the IS perpetrators of mass rape have faced no punishment, and the fate of more than 3,000 women and children being held by Islamic State remains unknown. Murad said, quote, "It is inconceivable that the conscience of the leaders of 195 countries around the world is not mobilized to liberate these girls. What if they were a commercial deal, an oil field, or a shipment of weapons? Most certainly no efforts would be spared to liberate them." Mukwege recalled treating an 18-month-old girl badly injured by adult rapists and said hundreds of thousands of women have been raped in the Congo conflict. He urged global institutions to hold perpetrators accountable and give aid to survivors. He also said anyone who uses a smartphone was benefiting from minerals mined in Congo that are used in those devices. CBS on Friday pledged to give $20 million to 18 organizations dedicated to examining sexual harassment in the workplace. This comes as the network tries to recover from a scandal that led to the ouster of its top executive, Les Moonves. The Associated Press reported details are emerging from an ongoing investigation into Moonves' conduct, with news surfacing of other instances of sexual misconduct at CBS. The network said it reached a $9.5 million confidential settlement last year with actress Eliza Dushku, who said she was written off the show Bull in March 2017 after complaining about on-set sexual comments from its star, Michael Weatherly. The 18 organizations that received the funds issued a joint statement praising the donations as a first step, while calling on CBS to disclose the results of the Moonves investigation and the company's efforts to rectify practices that may have enabled misconduct. Tara LaChapelle, a columnist for Bloomberg, wrote that women don't want settlements, they want work, and the gender imbalance in the industry fosters sexist behavior. In Mexico City, the first elected female and Jewish mayor in the city's history was sworn into office earlier this month. Voice of America reported Claudia Sheinbaum immediately announced she would dissolve the riot police. She also said she would improve transit services and build cable cars to poor areas of the city, as well as replace housing for those who lost their homes and apartments to last year's earthquake and tackle crime. Sheinbaum has a doctorate in environmental engineering and served on the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. She is close to Mexico's new leftist president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The mayoral role is considered a stepping stone to the presidency. NPR reports her election comes as more women are seeking office in Mexico. Women won half the seats in national and state legislatures in the recent election and will likely make up half of the cabinet seats under the new president. Some are not happy with Sheinbaum's win because she represented a district in the city previously where a school collapsed during the earthquake and killed hundreds. Many blamed her and other officials for approving shoddy building permits. A new report condemns an Australian prison for forcing a woman to give birth alone in her cell earlier this year, and officials are promising changes. NPR reported a woman identified as Amy, who was 36 weeks pregnant, wailed in pain for an hour in Bandiep Women's Prison, pleading for help before nursing staff attempted to comfort her through the door. They had no keys to open the cell. She eventually gave birth alone and was transported to a hospital. An investigation found poor communication and a shift change were part of the problem and poor record keeping. The head of corrections for Western Australia apologized to Amy and said changes were already underway. In the U.S., there are renewed efforts to stop the shackling of incarcerated women giving birth in hospitals. Only about half the states ban the practice, but a new bill called First Step Act seeks to ban it nationwide. However, right now, it only applies to federal prisoners, not those in state facilities. Films with female leads make more money than those with male leads. That's the conclusion of a new study, according to the BBC. Researchers looked at the top-grossing films between 2014 and 2017 and found the conventional wisdom that men bring more money to the box office is wrong. They also looked at whether films passed the Bechdel test. That criteria is that a film has to have at least two women in it who talk to each other about something besides a man. Films that passed outperformed those that failed it. The backers of the research, Shift 7 and Creative Artists Agency, said they hope the message gets through that it's important to represent women in more diverse roles. Actress and director Gina Davis says the study shows seeing women and girls on screen is good for everyone, but it's also good entertainment and good business. Many women have experienced it. They offer an idea in a meeting, and it's ignored until a male colleague puts forth the same idea and gets credit for it. Now there's a word for it, he-peating. And Yahoo Finance reports it's not only annoying, it can hamper a woman's career advancement in an age when organizations are eager for new ideas and innovation. A 2017 study by researchers at the University of Delaware found women get less credit than men in speaking up and being considered for leadership roles. Experts advise women to document their ideas by email to their bosses and follow up quickly on ideas to set them in motion. And in New Mexico news, Governor Susana Martinez says the state crime lab has cleared its backlog of nearly 1,400 rape kits ahead of schedule. The Associated Press reported the governor said a combination of $1.2 million in grant funding and the hiring of two temporary forensic scientists helped officials clear the backlog of evidence kits that had been in the state's lab. A 2015 audit of New Mexico law enforcement agencies found at the time that there were 5,300 total untested rape kits in the state. Three-quarters of them, however, were in Albuquerque Police's crime lab, which operates separately from the state lab. Martinez says remaining grant funding will be provided to Albuquerque to help clear its backlog of rape kits. Experts say each kit can cost law enforcement $600 to $1,000 to examine. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamrick.